last week we were talking about defining our neighbor. Who is our neighbor? And then as the passage continues in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, we have another familiar story. This one about Mary and Martha. Hear God's word. As they continued their travel, Jesus entered a village. A woman by the name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She had a sister Mary who sat before the master, hanging on every word he said. But Martha was pulled away by all she had to do in the kitchen. And later she stepped in, interrupting him. "Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand." And the master said, "Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course, and it won't be taken from her." May God give us understanding of his holy word, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. There's an old joke that came to mind. It was about a man who asked his wife what she'd like for her birthday. He wanted to make it extra special for her. And her answer was, "I'd love to be six again." Well, that really got the wheels turning. And he's making plans and he's thinking about it. And so the day arrives, okay? And she's up early, and he immediately takes her off to a local theme park. He gets her on all the rides. Then he takes her to McDonald's for a funny kids meal. And that's not all. Then he takes her to a movie theater to see a great kids film. And they have popcorn and just all the goodies that he could possibly think of and cram into that special day. Well, they get home and she is totally exhausted. And all she can do is just kind of like fall into bed. And so he's saying, "Well, dear, what was it like to be six again?" And she says, "You dummy, I was talking about my dress size." Does not bode well for him. But you know, there are times when all of us, in spite of really good intentions, I mean, we don't get it, right? We make mistakes, we get confused, we do things that later it's like, "Oh, I should have known that. What was I thinking?" Well, this particular passage is kind of interesting, just even in the placement. Because last week we were talking about Jesus talking to someone who was asking exactly who his neighbor was and trying to kind of get out of, you know, the answer. And then here we are, where he's coming to see Mary and Martha. Well, one thing we need to remember too is that it's getting pretty close to that end time. Jesus knows what lies ahead, and he knows that this will probably be his last opportunity to be with them. And he wants it to matter. And Martha's a good person. She loves Jesus and she wants, though she may not understand everything, she wants this to be a really special time. And so she wants to have everything perfect. She wants to have the good china out. She wants to have the best food possible. She wants everything carefully prepared. But you know how it is. When we are trying to get stuff done, and we hit that point when we feel like, "Wait a second, where's everybody else? How come I'm having to do this by myself?" And what starts as a labor of love can very easily go downhill, where we start getting kind of annoyed and angry, and where instead of bringing out the best in us, it starts bringing out the worst in us. So here we have her. And she thinks she's doing exactly what needs to be done. And why is she alone doing it? Not even getting forgetting that she's missing the point completely. And we have a tendency to be very similar in a lot of ways. There was a pastor named Stuart Sachs who tells of serving a church in Paraguay, though. And he met someone who got it. While he was over there, there was a native Maka Indian man named Rafael. And he came to visit Pastor Sachs. And when Sachs asked Rafael what he wanted, Rafael responded in his language, "I don't want anything. I have just come near." Rafael just wanted to sit on the porch and be with him. Wow. That's a bit of a contrast, isn't it? Between the concept of, like, gotta make everything perfect, gotta rush around, gotta do, as opposed to simply taking the time to be with someone. And that's one of the big challenges that we face now in this busy world. And with all the social media and all the other things, you know, you shoot off a text to somebody, or you email or post on Facebook, or, you know, and you're running around and you're doing all this stuff. And meanwhile, we're missing the connections. We're missing just being with each other. And we talked just a moment ago in our prayer concerns about how we are increasingly becoming divided. And part of that is because we are not making the time to just be with each other. Just love each other. It's not about what we do in this world. It's not about our long list of accomplishments. It's not about the to-do lists. It's about understanding something bigger and something greater. See, Martha was all caught up, hustling around in her mind, "I gotta feed Jesus, I gotta feed Jesus." Meanwhile, not even realizing that Jesus was there to feed her. And feed her in a way that was so much more meaningful. That meal that Martha was fixing, it would be done and gone. But Jesus wanted to feed her with something that would feed her for the rest of her life. You see the difference? And we get so confused about what's really important. Have any of you seen the movie Daddy Daycare with Eddie Murphy? Yeah? Well, for those of you who haven't, he plays an ad executive, Charlie, who along with his partner loses his job. And so as a result, their wives go back and they get to work, and the executive, Charlie, who along with his partner, since they can't afford any exclusive daycare at that point, they put their heads together and they decide that they could save money by opening their own daycare. And they call it Daddy Daycare. And of course, the movie's all about all their trials and tribulations as fathers, you know, doing daycare, which is a whole different thing. And at one point, after facing battle after battle to keep the daycare open, Charlie decides to quit and go back to work at the ad agency, because they've actually offered him twice what he was working there before. I mean, how can you turn that down, right? It just seems like the smart thing to do. So he goes back to work, and they have him on an ad campaign to sell a brand new children's breakfast called Cotton Candy Puffs. That sounds healthy, right? Yeah. And they tell him what they think of, and somebody says, they're in their meeting, and they're trying to, okay, when somebody says that, what's on your mind? What comes to mind? Somebody says clowns, somebody else says chocolate, and Eddie Murphy, he says cavities, hyperactivity, cavities and dentist bills. After his time working with kids, that's what's coming to mind, the reality, right? He says, I've been to the other side and I've seen what this stuff does to kids. And do you know what's in this stuff? Red dye number 4 and sugar. And his boss says, well, Charlie's right. Parents aren't going to want to buy this stuff for their kids. Not unless those kids stomp and scream and bang their little heads on the floor. And then he asks Charlie for the figures and says, we've had an independent marketing firm do some research to sort out the core value of this product. Well, that sounds very businesslike, doesn't it? Very official. I see you smiling. You recognize that. Yeah. And Charlie, who's been searching for the figures, runs across a drawing of Daddy and Ben, which Ben, his son, had made for him. And while he's daydreaming, the meeting continues, and his boss gets his attention and says, Charlie, hey, why don't you tell everybody what the core value is? What's the most important thing? And Charlie thinks for a minute, and he says, my kid. That's the most important thing, my kid. And I think I made a tremendous mistake. So I quit. He realized, coming back, what was really important. He had an opportunity to be challenged in his thinking and to realize that getting the big sum in dollars wasn't even close to the value of his son and being there to be his father. One of the things that saddens me right now is seeing so many of our parents who are having to run around like crazy. I was talking to a friend and colleague at work, and we were discussing the fact that we spend more time with the people at work than we do with our own families. And now you've got to get an income, but how do you balance it? Now, in Jesus' time, they didn't have daycare centers, I'm sure, and things were a little bit different. But it still came down to a question of how people were spending their time, what they were considering to be important. And he wasn't saying to Martha that, you know, be lazy. He wasn't saying to her that her preparing a meal wasn't a kind and generous gesture. But what he was saying was that we continue to sometimes fall into patterns where we're spending the vast majority of our energy and resources on things that at the end of the day are not that important. So, this is summertime. And we have an opportunity to sort of rethink where we are. I always like coming upon this passage because it's a wonderful reminder to me to look at my own life. What are all the things that have creeped in that feel like the things, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, better hustle, do that. What am I missing in the process? What are the things, it's sort of like a mental decluttering. What are the things that are getting in the way in my life of the things that are truly important? And the truly important is spending time with God. It's spending time listening, not just doing those fist-shaking prayers and saying, help, I'm an overload. What am I going to do? He's there for that. But what would happen if we took the time to sit in the garden, take a walk in the woods, just sit, just listen, just ask Him, where do you want me right now, Lord? What are the things that you want me to focus on? What are the ways that you want to use me? Who is out there that needs a smile or a hug or just someone to come sit on their porch and be there with them. What's getting in your way? What's holding you back? What's driving you crazy right now? Jesus came to remind them and to remind us that He's at the heart of the best. And that as we focus on Him, as we center in Him, as we allow ourselves to let go of so many pressing things and then focus on the things that are truly important, He'll bring the best out of us. He'll help us to be those people we were created to be. And He'll give us the peace of mind to navigate all this crazy stuff that life keeps throwing at us. What are you missing? My prayer is that all of us will take that time and just be. Let us pray. Almighty God, You are there for us all the time, but so often in our busyness, we lose sight of what is important. And we lose sight of You. Pray that You would help us to clean house these days, to recenter our energy and our hearts on what's important. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.